Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along, this is straight off the press. The remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feast, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational track to see successful guests. Promote yourself, mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
And greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. It's so good to have you in the house tonight on Friday. Yes, it is a Friday night. It is April the 4th, 2014. So peace and greetings to everyone out there. So good to have you guys in the house tonight joining us here live in the forum. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to all of our international listeners that are out there listening from all over the world. I know that it's a challenge for you to get up and to be here. So glad to have you in the forum tonight. So glad to have you in the house tonight. Peace and greetings, Remix family. I want to go ahead and give out the call-in number, 646-652-2711. That's the number to call. That's going to get you locked into the Remix and get you on in. If you're an international listener and you're out there calling in from all over the world, as we know you guys do, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code. And once you dial the U.S. country code, simply dial 646-652-2711. And that's going to get you locked in. You definitely want to get on the phone lines tonight. I will be taking your calls as well. I do want to remind you the chat room is open. And so to invite you to come on over and join us in that platform, to join us in chat, simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix, all one word, and come on in. The Remix family is in the house, sure to make you feel right at home and welcome. And once you get in the chat room, all you have to do is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up, tell us who you are, and the Remix family will make you feel right at home. You'll be able to come on in, get yourself situated, get yourself settled, and be in the house joining us here live tonight. Peace and greetings, everybody. How's your week been going? What kind of week have you guys had? It's been a pretty busy, amazing week in my world as well. Very interesting also. It's definitely good to be here with the Remix family tonight. I do want to kind of give some shots out as we just kind of get ready to get into the share tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about tired of the bullshit in your life and what you can do about it. That's kind of our theme for this evening. And I'll tell you guys, the themes are based on the emails that I've gotten. And the emails this week, I've gotten tons of emails that you guys have asked me questions, had situations going on that you're just simply tired of the bullshit. Just rid of it. How do you make it stop? How do you change it? What do you need to do? How do you take a look at it? You know, what's going on? Is it you? Is your environment? Is it your job? Is it your man? Is it your woman? Is it your children? Is it your friends? Is it your mother? Is it your father? Is it just the world we live in? So we're going to be taking a closer look at that. That's what we're going to be doing this evening. And I'll give you guys kind of like three easy steps that you can take a look at so that you can begin to unravel sort of that and how to get yourself kind of out of that feeling stuck within the bullshit kind of mode. That's what we're going to be talking about here tonight live in the remix. First, a couple of shout outs that I do want to give out. And these are some of these that, you know, today's an interesting day anyway. A lot of what is going on is this is the day that one of our ancestors made their transition, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., on this day, April the 4th, you know. So this is really, really kind of a very sensitive time for energetic energy on the planet altogether at this particular time. Definitely for that. Also, some of the other things, I want to send some love all over the planet, and I want you guys to join me as we send love to those in the mudslide from Washington, D.C., just really experiencing a lot of the shifts and moves that we've been talking about for the last couple of years that's been happening, the mudslides. Also, the earthquakes that's been going on from everywhere from California to Chile. And also some of the ash that's been falling in Asia that's been going on, as well as a lot of the fire that's been going on out in Texas. And, you know, it's interesting enough that we were just speaking about friendly fire. And so, you know, the situation that has been going on in Texas was really one of their own in the military that actually turned of what they call friendly fire. We talked about that. We just talked about that a couple of weeks ago and how important it is to be able to identify these things within ourselves. So many things that are going on at the same time, so many beautiful things that are happening as well. Many of you have contacted me about relatives making their transition at this time. So love and healing and just light goes on to those who have crossed over into the ancestor realm, and peace and love goes out to the family that is experiencing a lot of these traumatic things as well. Interesting enough, we're going to be getting some other things. And yes, our brother Frankie Knuckles. If you guys don't know who Frankie Knuckles is, he comes out of Chi-Town, but he is known all throughout the world. And particularly, at first, I could not remember where I knew his name from, heard his name from, but he's very big in Europe. Very, very big all over the world. He's grown bigger than even Chicago. House music. He's known for his master mixes. He was a very creative brother that really knew his magic when it came to house music. So Frankie Knuckles made his transition, and brothers and sisters all over the world, ashe to him as he continues on his magnificent journey as well. So, you know, lots of ashes to the ancestors out there, and much love to all of you guys here in the Remix family. Peace and greetings to you. I see your smiling faces out there. It's so good to see you guys all in the house, and good to have you here with us live in the Remix tonight. I want to remind you that it is Friday night, so you know what happens on Friday night. Friday night, what happens is we start to take orders for the Kim deck. So the Kim deck orders go in, and many of you are receiving your deck. For some reason, last month, influx of people ordering decks from all over the world. It's always a large number, but there's a huge number. So it does my heart well just to know so many of you are knowing your magic in so many different ways. You're ordering more than one deck, and you're giving it to your children, to spouse, people in your family, and working with knowing your magic in a very big way. Big ups and a thank you to everyone who purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook as well. Just want to say much love to you. All right, you guys. So, we're going to be on the phone lines tonight, and I definitely am interested in speaking with you guys. Interesting energy here that's going on. We have the moon energy that we're still upon, and as Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience talked about, we have a red moon that's going to be coming up upon us later this month. So some interesting times here. Remember, whenever you see the moon, think about your mood. Ah, your mood. So what kind of mood are you in? All of this mood energy that we're dealing with here. Yeah, just something to think about. Peace and greetings to all my Remix family out there. So good to have you guys in the house tonight, joining me here live in the forum. And we have a lot of things we're going to be getting into. We're going to get up. We're going to move ourselves around. We're going to kind of tap our feet a little bit. It's one of those jams that you kind of nod your head to. And we're going to listen to, of course, a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to get right into the share. I have a couple of surprises for you guys tonight. That's always good. Love to have surprises. I see you guys over there on Twitter. Good to see you guys on Twitter as well. And Facebook. Don't forget to go over to Remix Radio page. Just click like. That's how you get in. You get to see all the goodies and everything from the Remix family being posted over there. And I'm just so happy about that. Got all of the Remix family in the chat room tonight. Want to give a very big shout out to all the Remix family. That's first and foremost. And then also, see many of the priestess in the house. Give a big ups to the priestess head over there. Just much love to you guys. So we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. That's what we're going to do. And, yeah, we're going to listen to some Baby Blue. We're going to jam a little bit, and we're going to get right into the share. Tired of the bullshit in your life. Live here in the Remix with me, Miss Blue, your host.
La 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 la, the Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
That's it. So I want you guys to kind of think about this. This is kind of the mood that I'm in this evening. I guess I can say that. Yeah, this is kind of my mood that I'm in. We're going to listen to this jam here. And it's just one of those jams you sit back and you just kind of listen to tonight. Yeah, you can kind of move around if it kind of moves you. Kind of get yourself up and move around just a little bit. I think that's a beautiful thing. I want to give big shots out. Of course, Esther is in the chat room as well. She's the other host here at the Remix. And, of course, Sister Munya is in the house tonight, as well as everybody else. So I'm just loving everybody's energy. And so many of you guys on the phone lines tonight, even see a lot of you international callers calling in from all over the world. And that's always a beautiful thing, just when we have our international callers to call in and just have you guys here. You know, that's always a beautiful thing. So it's just good. It's good. It's just really, really good to have you guys in the house tonight. Just really good. It is. It feels so good to be here. I've certainly been waiting for this. So it's been a long week, and I'm glad to be here with my soul group. I want to remind you guys before we get ready to play the song that don't forget to download this show as well as last show. And yes, I've gotten all of your emails, and it's a whole lot of them, so I haven't been able. I'm a couple of months behind on emails. I try to pop and touch a little bit here and there, but we're getting to them. I did get all of your emails at last week's show. Soul love. Such a very powerful and just a loving share for everyone, and a very healing share. And I've heard from so many of you guys, brothers and sisters from all over the world, that really shared so much how each one of the callers who called in and their stories and what they were dealing with, because it's what we do. We really make magic here in the Remix. You know, this is what this web is about, you know, this divine universal web, you know, that really just weaves us all together. It's really what it's about. So it's just so good to be with you guys. Y'all are the bomb. Y'all are the freaking bomb. Y'all are the freaking bomb. All right. So here we go. We're going to listen to this song, and then we're going to come back. We're going to get into the share. I got a little surprise for you. You're going to love it, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. And, yeah, that's what we're going to do. So we'll be right back after this. Of course, Miss Blue, and that was Beyonce with Blue. right there. And the name of that song, Simply Blue. It's just blue. So what a beautiful way for us to start such a wonderful Friday afternoon or Friday evening off. Here or Friday morning or Friday night, depending on where you're at in the world. I want to say welcome and welcome, welcome. So I told you guys I had a very special treat for you. So I do have a special treat for you. I'm going to be bringing someone on here just a moment, and they're going to pop in, and I'm just so honored that they are popping into the show tonight to say a few words. And this is going to be a very, very special treat and just kind of giving a special treat to everybody and definitely giving a very special treat to all of those who are out there, a part of the Remix family and more. This brother who's going to be coming on to speak for just a few moments is an amazing brother. He came on the show before and shared just some beautiful gems with us. And it was a very, very heartfelt show. Now, he's kind of doing something very special this weekend. This weekend, this brother is going to be joining us in Self-Invested. And I'm excited about that because we get to talk about subjects, and we get to talk about a lot of things that that we don't sometimes get a chance to get into the nitty-gritty of, because I like to think about that when we are with the Self-Invested group. He's been on the Remix as well, but he's going to be joining us in Self-Invested. He is the CEO and founder, and one of the founders, the CEO and founder of the Perfect Union Wealth Center, and who's going to be joining us here just a second, just to kind of give some shout-outs. He's a part of the Kim Business Class Self-Invested Workshop. I don't know where he went. Self-Invested Workshop. And Self-Invested Workshop. As well, he's self-invested himself. And he's going to be joining us this weekend in Self-Invested. But he stopped by the Remix tonight. He kind of just wanted to holler at the family. He's part of the Remix family as well. And so let's go ahead and bring on Brother Dietrich for just a second. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Dietrich.
How are you, Miss Blue? Greetings, Remix family. Hi, everyone.
I'm wonderful. How are you, Brother Dietrich?
I am doing beautiful. Always a pleasure to be in your presence. Always a pleasure, Miss Blue.
Likewise, Brother Dietrich. I'm so glad that you agreed to come by and stop by and speak to us here to talk a little bit about self-invested. So big ups to everybody who's self-invested. And if you could just speak a little bit about what we're going to be getting into this weekend on Self-Invested.
Well, there's a lot of good energy out here, Ms. Blue, as you already know, and all of the family already know. But it's time for us to really step into that energy. And I love the name of the show tonight. Are you tired of the bullshit? It's right? That's a beautiful topic.
Yeah.
This evening, Ms. Blue, beautiful topic. So it's time for all of us to step up our game and move out of this conscious and poverty mindset. It's time for us to kick the bullshit to the curb and get on to that next level, Ms. Blue. So I'm excited to be sitting in with you and all the other Self-Invested members tomorrow, because it's a lot that I'm going to share with you guys, a lot.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, that's going to definitely be good. And we are so excited to have you come and to be talking to us about that. And what I would like for you to do, kind of give us a little peek in on some of the things that you will be discussing. You know, I know it's a lot going out there when it comes to far as investments. And, you know, some people think that there's only one way to invest things. And, you know, but
multiple ways, yes.
I want to say this because we have a lot of people who are kind of new listeners. We always do. I want you to check out the e-commerce show. I want you to check out the spiritual e-commerce show that Brother Dietrich did here on the Remix. If you didn't go listen to that show, I definitely want to encourage you to go download and check that show out because it is just some amazing information in there about his work, what he's doing, a little bit about his background and everything that the Perfect Union, you know, Wealth Center is all about, as well as yourself. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, Dietrich, you were going to say?
Oh, no, you... Like always, Ms. Blue, you're doing your thing. But I need to first say thank you. I'm excited for tomorrow. But let me also give big ups to all the sisters and the priesthood. I know that we're going to be working here real shortly. So I'm really excited about that. I'm also excited about the workshop you're about to put on with Women Speaking to Women, another platform that I'm excited about because I know you already know this, Ms. Blue, but every time you bring something to us, we need to take that and mold it, you know, and take it and, and export it to the ends of, to, you know, export it to its best of its ability. And what I mean by that is the priesthood, I'm going to, thanks to you and Brother Bilal, I'm going to utilize those sisters as our gatekeepers for the Wealth Center. That's like my own little private Amazon. Yeah. Amazon
Army,
right?
I'm so excited for that. I'm so excited. Yes. Wow.
So I want to thank you for that. And let me tell the listeners, please, everyone that's on the fence, Ms. Blue and Brother Bilal has been telling you guys got to get in these workshops. You got to get into self-invested classes. You got to get into anything that Ms. Blue and Brother Bilal is giving you guys access to. This is how me and my brothers have been able to bring the Wealth Center to life, is by just sitting in and doing our work with the tutelage of Ms. Blue and Brother Bilal.
Oh,
so I just wanted to throw that out there to the family and just say that, Ms. Blue. But for what I got for it, I would give a little piece of that.
Here's what I want you to do. I really want you to save the information for tomorrow. I know you
okay.
do. I want you to kind of say that I'm excited, too, because we'll get to talk about so many different things, and everybody else is excited as well, too.
Yes.
One of the things I love about you, Brother Dietrich, is that you figured out the part that you can't teach somebody. And that is that you're doing your work. You've been a part of the Kim Business class. You're in self-invested. You've worked with myself and Brother Bilal as well. But you figured out the part we can't do. We can't make you do it. We can give you all the tools and really kind of lead you in the right direction and give you all the support, but we can't make you do it. And you're definitely doing it, like many of you guys out there. So you're just a great example of many of the Remix listeners that are just doing it, you know, that really is just doing it in a very big way, in a very
Thank
big
you,
way.
Yeah. Thank mm-hmm. you. And like you say, I can't express that enough, that it is. That is truly the most, that is the decision that you have to kill. Like Brother Bilal, you got to kill that decision or, you know, just do it. Get up and go to work. If it's your dream to make candles, go make them. Got to do them. Exactly.
Thank you.
Got to do them.
Thank you 100%. Please give my love, which is a part of my family as well, to the Perfect Wealth Center. And we will see you in self-invested tomorrow, Brother Dietrich. Peace, blessings. Continue to listen. And thanks for stopping by and kind of sharing some love with us here tonight.
Thank you, Ms. Blue. Thank you, Remix family. Peace and blessings to everyone.
Yes. Peace and love to you. Ah, beautiful. What about that? That was a beautiful surprise, the Brother Dietrich stopping by, self-invested. And if you guys want to find out more about being self-invested, all you got to do, email question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, question for Blue. If you want to find out more about the Perfect Wealth Center, all you have to do is go back and download the show where the Brother Dietrich was on. Spiritual e-commerce is the title, the beginning title of the show, and you can find out all the details and information, or just Google Perfect Wealth Center, and you'll find that information also. All right, you guys, so we're going to be talking about Tired of the Bullshit. That's our subject that we're going to be discussing here tonight in the platform. We'll be talking about that. So good to have everybody in the house tonight as we just continue to keep going here a little bit. I do want to say this. I want to talk about the Sisters Workshop. I think that's a perfect thing, and boy, is it spreading. Boy, are so many sisters coming on board, but we will be doing a workshop. It is going to be strictly for the sisters, strictly for sisters only. It's a time for our sisters to come together, for us to talk, for us to build. The workshop is going to be hosted by me, yours truly, as well as the sister Esther. As well, we're going to be coming together, and many sisters all over the world have already reserved their seat. Now, one of the things I want you guys to know is that brothers, loving as you are, we do love you. And brothers, very, very powerful. But this is for sisters only. Because we're going to talk like sisters need to talk. Because one of the things I've seen is that brothers are posting all kinds of shit. I know it ain't no brothers listen to the remix. But I don't know if y'all noticed that. Actually, it's been some brothers who's brought it to my attention about brothers kind of trying to throw some shade on the sisters. You know? And I find that interesting. I find that very interesting to see that. And a couple of brothers have brought it to my attention. I certainly know it's none of the brothers here from the remix. You guys love women here. But there are some brothers out there, I guess, that have some problems with sisters. They let it be known in a big way through many different ways of disrespect. And they're doing a wonderful job. Absolutely wonderful job at that, you know, great job. That's what I say, great job at that. You know, I'm interested in those sisters and brothers who love sisters. And by the way, I've had a few brothers reach out and want to see how they can support their wives, support the women in their lives or friends that they know and sponsor them to go to the workshop. So it's just been a beautiful beautiful just influx of people, of so many sisters who are coming on board. I just want to put that out to you. Now, one of the things, I am doing something, we're doing some very, very special thing. Not only is this a workshop, but it's also a retreat. And what do I mean? What do you mean, Miss Blue? What are you talking about? How are you and Esther going to host an online retreat? Well, we're going to host an online retreat because this is what we're going to do, is we're actually going to be starting a week prior is when the retreat starts. And then the grand finale is going to be the workshop, which will be coming up at the end of the week before we start. Now, the last day that you can reserve your virtual tickets is going to be on April the 20th. And we made this so affordable because we wanted any and every sister from anywhere to be able to participate in this. Okay? So no more excuses. You can go to the website www.msblueblast.com/sisters, spelled S-I-S-T-A-S dash workshop, workshop.com. Okay, so that's how you're going to get there. All the information is in the show notes. Click the link. Now, here's the thing I want you to know. When you go there and you get ready to reserve your virtual seat, once you decide to make that commitment and take that first step to reserve your virtual receipt, it's going to take you to PayPal. Now, don't close anything out because after you pay, it's going to bring you back to the site. You're going to go through two more steps so you can secure your seat at the workshop, okay? Many of you went through all three steps. A lot of you, I know you guys were so excited that you just paid and you closed it out and you got up, you did your happy dance, and you was just happy. That was it. No worries. I did go back and fix those. But If you did not do that, then you definitely need to contact me with your information. You understand? If you've really secured your seat, that's what that's for. Because you'll need to go through, this is how you're going to have to do this in order to secure your seat. This is how you get all of the information and details. We set this up in the highest standards of excellence for us sisters. This is it. This is the excellence. this is the highest standards of excellence here tonight. And so this is what this website is set up to do. So you'll get all of your information in detail. But I want to go back to the retreat part. Because myself, and Esther have so many wonderful, amazing things planned for you guys, a whole week load of things. Plus, what I'm going to throw in is that anyone who reserves their seat before the 20th will be able to participate and get to know what their soul level is and get a greater understanding of what soul level they are. So that's just one of the amazing things we have planned for you guys for that whole week. That whole week. That's just one of the things that we have planned. But there's going to be something for that whole entire week. And then the grand finale is going to be the workshop. And we're going to be doing it and blasting off that energy all over the cosmos, all out to the Milky Way and on the other side of the Milky Way. So I definitely want to encourage every sister, no matter how young, no matter how wise, to come. It will be so many things that you can take away there from the workshop, and so much you can also share as well. So I'm inviting all sisters. It doesn't matter what your background is, what you do, all healers, all teachers, all sisters, all mothers, all daughters, all grandmothers, great-grandmothers, all children, girls, young women, to come. You see? To really, really come. We love learning from brothers. We really do. But it's time. It's time for us sisters to get together and really talk and begin to build together and to be able to do things that we can begin to understand about us as women and be able to elevate that, to be able to be sort of that example of that and to be able to share that, be able to heal together, be able to grow together, be able to love together, all of this together. You understand? So know that the retreat for the workshop is going to be what we give you. We will send you out things that whole week, and then we will meet together. And you can go to the website if you have any questions. It's on the website. And what is not there, we will answer for you. Just send us an email, you know? All right. So I'm going to give you the website again so you can get in. And I just want to say thank you to so many of your brothers who are supporting sisters, friends in your life, and just all of us sisters here in just letting us know that you are respecting and supporting this time of us getting together. That really means so much. I see the brothers in the chat room here that are just showing so much love and so much support for us sisters. So again, www.msblueblast.com/sisters, SISTAS-workshop. Now, the one thing that I will tell you is that you don't even have to be present, but if you reserve virtual seat, you will get a chance to go back and listen to the recording. All right, so now let's talk about our share tonight, because I want to talk about this, because this is a question that I've been getting asked all week, and people have been telling me that there are so many things, that is going on with them at this particular time, and they're just really tired of the bullshit. And I'm glad that they are getting to the point where they're tired of the bullshit, because I definitely can understand that. And this is the main thing that I want you to know, is that we're going to talk about when you're tired of the bullshit, because a couple of things happen. When you get tired of the bullshit, it kind of feels like you're stuck. It kind of feels like you're doing the same thing over and over again, not moving forward, and that you're kind of stuck in this icky, slicky, icky, stinky kind of stuff. And it makes you feel horrible, and it makes you feel like you're spinning your wheels, you're wasting your time, you're wasting your energy, you can't see yourself moving forward. It just makes you feel like you're stuck. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about how you can move yourself past this. And I'm going to give you three sort of simple steps that whenever you kind of feel like you're getting to the point where you say to yourself that you're tired of the bullshit, how you can begin to move yourself out of this energy at any time, okay? So let's talk about the steps. Here we go. I'm going to give them to you, and you can use them at any time. You're going to feel comfortable about them, and then we're going to go to the phone lines, and I'm going to be taking your calls here tonight. The first step, very, very simple. Acknowledge it. Too many times what happens is that we either feel that there's some bullshit going on with us personally or some bullshit in our lives. We feel like we're stuck, but we don't want to acknowledge it. We don't want to take a look at it. We don't want to face it. We don't want to be nowhere close to it. We don't want to own it. And this is essentially the first step of what you have to do. You have to acknowledge. So I want you to take this time right now and take a look at your life and say, where is the bullshit? Where is it at? Where's the bullshit in your life? Can you take a look? Is it your work? Is it what you things that you say you're going to do that you're not going to do? Where is it? Is it in sort of, you know, things that are going on with you within your relationships? Where is it? Where is the bullshit at? Is it you constantly getting involved in your friends' drama and what they got going on in their life and they keep pulling you in? Is it school? Where is it? Acknowledge it. Acknowledge that this is the particular area in my life where I either feel stuck or that I feel there's some bullshit going on. You have to acknowledge. And then here's the second step. Told you guys, it's going to be some quick steps here. The second step is you have to take a look at what's not working. You got to give it up. See, because we ultimately know why we feel stuck. Is it a business that you've been working on for 10 years or 5 years and it's just not going anywhere? Nothing's happening. You're not moving forward. You haven't solidified it. You can't get to the next step. Is it that you keep saying you want to go back to school, but every time you go back to school, you're not studying, you're failing the classes? Is it that you say you want to work and you get on a job, but you're always calling in sick and you're trying to find everything you need to do to avoid it? Where is it? Or is it some other personal commitments you made to yourself? A lot of people have been contacting me. You know, we're in that time of the year where it is about feng shui. It's about cleaning. It's about clearing. Everybody's doing spring cleaning. And they're saying, I feel stuck in this area, Ms. Lou. I don't know how to do it. I don't know where to start. I feel so overwhelmed. Like, I don't know. Do I clean the kitchen? Do I clean? Where is it? Where do you feel stuck? And what's not working for you? What is it that's not working for you? And here's some clues to look about it. If you say, well, I don't really know. You know, sometimes we get in those spaces and we really just don't fucking know. Like, seriously, it's like, dang, I don't know. I've been in this place so long, I don't even know. I don't know. I don't have a clue. I'm clueless. This is what I want you to start thinking about. What's hurting? What's hurting you? What's the main part of it that's hurting you? Where are you feeling that hurt at? If it's hurt, what's broken? What's not working? What's not working? What's broken? Is it the fact that you got to walk 20 miles every day because your car broken? What's broken? Is there something broken? You know, what is not? Or is it a process? Is it something that this process of how you had your family situation set up, picking up the kids, coming home, cooking dinner, what's broken in the process? Where's the missing link? What is not working there? Then here's the other one. Where is the disappointment? Where's the disappointment? Where are you most disappointed at? Are you disappointed in yourself for not doing what you said you were going to do? Where's the disappointment at? Are you disappointed in your wife? Are you disappointed in your husband? Are you disappointed in your children? Are you disappointed in yourself? Where are you disappointed at? Where are you falling short at? So all of these is about step one, and that goes into the acknowledgement piece because that is so key. You see, that's so key because once you start to take a look and you begin to take an honest look at it, like really just get in there and do that, then things will start to open up for you. Step number two. Now, this is going to be challenging for most of you, so let me put my little cup down. Because I'm going to have to talk to you real close on this one. Because this is a tough step for most of you. This is it. Don't worry. Don't worry. Like, literally, do not sit and ponder, get into the circle jerk, and start thinking about it over and over and over and over again. If you know you need to clean your kitchen, don't sit in the kitchen. Just keep looking at the dishes and looking at the floor, looking at the refrigerator, thinking about everything that you have to do. It's got to get done. You don't have time to do it. Do not worry about it. If you're in school, don't sit there and keep saying, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Do not worry about it. Now, I'm not telling you to get into some happy thoughts because that simply will not work. Thinking is a big part of the process of changing it, but you're not there yet. So this ain't about pulling out affirmations and just repeating shit to yourself. That's not going to work. Trust and believe. That is not the step to go to next. The step to go to next is to go and stop and to rethink about it again. But what you're going to be thinking about this time is what is not working. Why is it not working for you? So let's say, for instance, you decide to go back to school. This is actually something that really happened to me. You have to begin to start thinking, why isn't it working? I'm making great grades. I'm on the dean's list. I'm doing all. Why isn't it working? And once I stopped and took a look, why isn't it working, Blue? You really wanted to go back. You wanted to get your master's. Why isn't it working for you? You're making good grades. You're doing it, plus the other 50 million things you're doing. But why isn't it working? Because what happens to us when we start to do things that we feel like we're stuck in, when we feel that it's some bullshit in, we start to become resentful. And the more and more that you keep doing things that you don't want to do, you're going to get even more resentful. And so what will happen is you will find yourself yelling out, this is some bullshit. That's what you're going to say. This is some old bullshit right here. And the truth of it is, it will be. But guess what? Here's the beautiful thing. It's your bullshit. It's yours. You get to own it 100%. You get to own it. Yeah, you get to own it 100%. So rethink, why is this not working for you in your life? And this is the part where you have to be honest and you have to tell the truth. That's it. You have to be honest and you have to tell the truth. It's not about telling the truth to the whole world. It's not about standing on the soapbox and yelling it down the street or in the park or at a bus stop or in the grocery store. It's about you telling yourself the truth. And once you do that, you will be able to see your way clearly out of being stuck. So there you have it. Your three steps. If you're tired of the bullshit in your life and you're stuck in a particular area, these are the three things for you to come to grips with. And then you can start to work on solutions. You understand? Then you will be able to find your answers. And they will come from places that you don't even have a clue of where they may show up and come to you in your life. So I wanted to share that with you as we get ready. But now I want to talk to you guys. I want to talk to you on this gorgeous time here that we're sharing together in the remix. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines. If you have a question for me, press 1. And I'm going to take you guys' this calls on the phone lines. So we're going to go right to the phone lines. We're going to jump in right to the phone lines here and take a couple of calls here on the line. And we're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings. This is Shelley. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Who's on the line?
Shelley.
Okay, greetings to you, Shelley.
Yes. Greetings to you as well. I'm calling because you were touching on some things that really hit home for me.
Mm.
And one of them being telling the truth. I've been living with my son's father for 4 years, but haven't had any romantic feelings for him. And once I got into meditation, getting up at 3 a.m. in the morning for 40 days straight, I released the fear and resentment that I would have about separating the family. So I'm really pushing to get him to move on, even though he wants to keep the family together. But for me, my truth was saying, this is just not where my heart is at. And I released that resentment and guilt that I was feeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, beautiful. Good for you. Wow. It took you 40 days.
Yeah, it did. It took a while to, you know, you feel guilty when you have somebody who's kind of being manipulative and saying you're breaking up the family and this is all you. You're wrong, you know?
No, I don't. I mean, if they're manipulative, I don't feel guilty for that. But
yeah.
I can understand where you were with it there. I can understand. So what's your question for me this evening?
No, my question for you is just basically, am I making the right decisions and should I follow my truth, or is your truth sometimes clouded by judgments that you may have on yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm. Of course it is. I want to kind of remind you of something, Shelley. You kind of gave us that big speech about how you went 40 days and you decided to move forward with your truth and to leave. Now you say, my question is...
Right. No, I totally get what you're saying. Yeah, I think sometimes we as people just kind of seek confirmation. You know?
Yeah. Is it really confirmation or it really is some bullshit? I mean, let's separate the two. There's a difference between confirmation and bullshit.
Right.
Yeah, and I think we need to just really take a look at this, because one thing I will say to you is that what has happened is you're becoming resentful. So when I talked about doing things and doing things that you don't want to do, you're becoming very resentful because you are ready to move on in the relationship. But the truth is, I think you told yourself part of the truth, not all of the truth. Because all of the truth, then you would have the confirmation. It'd be a little bit more solid. So let me tell you what I mean. That the only reason you're not just wanting to, you're not just staying there because you feel that your mate or your man is being manipulative. That's not why you're only staying there. There are some other reasons that you're still in this relationship. And does it have something to do with your child? Yes and no. Some of it does, but some of it, absolutely, you can't even blame the baby. It is for financial reasons and security.
Financially, I handle all of the responsibilities. I take care of everything solely.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
Listen to what I'm saying, because sometimes, and I know, sisters, just go ahead and grab your arm. This is going to sting a little bit. When we start to think about financially, we only see money. But one of the things that he does is he's very good with his child.
Correct.
So while he's watching your child, y'all child together, you don't have to pay somebody. So you're not the only one contributing here financially, because that's a big chunk in the budget if you did not have him to help in that capacity.
Correct. Yes.
So I want you to just kind of be honest with yourself so you're not holding it down all by yourself. We cannot forget that component. Because, see, that would be, this is why it's difficult for you to get to the truth of what's really going on here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is about, and you know me, I think you've listened enough, and if you haven't, I know you're ready to hear this. We're not going to mix sugar with shit, you see, because that makes a nasty formula that nobody want to eat. So the reason that you're still challenged by this is because there are some other things that you don't have in place completely. And a part of you is still hoping, you get it? Hoping that he will somehow get his shit together. But the truth of the matter is both of y'all are trying to get your shit together. That's why a part of you is saying, am I making the right choice?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to look at this very fair, and I want you to look at this honest, because tonight we taking a look at the bullshit. You understand? This is what we're looking at tonight. And I want you to see this because you will be able to see your way out of the situation and even see how it can be win-win for everybody, not just you, not just your son. You understand? But for everybody, the whole family.
Right.
That's here. You're saying that you don't want to tear the family apart, but I want you to think about this, because that man that you decided to be with, because you did make a choice there, don't you agree? He didn't hold a gun to you. He didn't, like, kidnap you or no shit like that. Like, you decided to be in this relationship, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
You knew what type of man he was?
Yes and no.
Well,
We were in a relationship 4 months before I got pregnant, and so things moved really fast. And when I really got to know him, I realized he wasn't the type of man that I wanted to be with.
Listen. My sister, listen. As well as you knew him, that's how well he knew you. And you did not just get pregnant. Nobody just met pregnant. You knew him well enough that you exposed all of your jewels to him willingly. So 4 months of being able to manifest a beautiful baby means that this was a man that you truly loved, and there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't remember loving him, but I remember saying it, because I look back at our chat and I see that I said it, but I don't remember even feeling
So you did all of this for someone you felt nothing for.
No, I'm not saying that. I did have strong feelings for him. I just feel so far removed from them at this present moment.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about when you guys got together. You said you don't remember loving him.
I don't. It's really bizarre. I know it sounds weird. I remember saying it because I can look back at the chats and read what I wrote. But I don't remember feeling it. I don't remember feeling it.
You said you can look back at the chats talking about you guys online, but there was a time that you moved from being, because you didn't get pregnant over the internet. You got pregnant in person, okay? So we're not talking about what you said in chat. We're talking about what happened when you two came together.
Right. Yes. I mean, there's some strong feelings and things moved pretty rapidly.
It was strong feelings. Strong feelings that now you're not willing to say was love. You were then, but now you're not willing to say they're love. Now,
you know, because I believe I felt that way because I said it, so I must have felt that way. It didn't last long.
Let me ask you a question. How do you know you love your son?
Because of the way I treat him and just the presence that he has in my life, the connection, the bond that we have.
Didn't you have a bond with his father? That's how he came into being.
Right. Yes. So I did feel strongly for him, and then during the pregnancy, my feelings started to change.
Because of his actions?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So.
And probably mine, too.
Of course. Of course. Of course, your actions, too. Of course. I mean, it's not one-sided. So why do you think you really haven't left?
Because financially, I haven't been able to do that by myself because he spent so much time with our son.
Say that again?
He spent so much time with our son, so it's helping me financially.
No, I said... No. I don't want you to tell me the realization I gave you. I want to know your realization. I told you that financially he helps you. But I'm asking, why do you think if this is a man that you feel you don't love, you don't have a connection with, and you met him and y'all slept together and you don't remember loving him, why haven't you left?
It's my house. I'm asking him to move, and he doesn't have any money because he doesn't have a job, and I'm making accommodations for him based on his current employment situation.
So you moved the nigga that you met online into your house, had sex with him, had a baby by him, and you don't love him.
I didn't meet him online. I met him in person. I was just referring to the chat that we had.
But wouldn't the in-person conversation mean more than chats?
Yeah, they're valid. They're valid.
They're valid? It seems like you just enjoyed him in chat. That's when it seemed like you guys really love each other. And when you met him, you didn't love him.
When we met, no, I wasn't interested in him in that way.
Oh, you was interested. You got a son to prove you was interested.
Yeah.
You was interested. He got some skills because he done managed with no job to get a baby, a woman, a house, and somebody to take care of him. I think he's a very talented brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's intelligent.
So you're telling me you've told him to get out, and he said what?
His main thing is, you can't survive without me because you need me to watch our
No. You told him to get out, and he said what?
He said that. That's when the manipulation part comes in. No.
You told him to get out, and he said what?
I've said it many times, but it basically says, I will, but first you have to have a plan. What is your plan? I'm not going to leave my son without a plan.
Okay. You guys are not married, right?
No.
You're not married. You can go down to the city and you can say, I have a tenant. I'm giving him 30 days to get out. And you can tell him that, hey, if you want to see your son, then there needs to be some things in place. You need to have a place where you can take him and you can see him.
Right.
You know what I think?
Yes.
And think is just my language. I'm going to tell you what I know. That you met somebody else, that those feelings you had for him, you now have for them. And you want him gone?
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say that feelings for somebody else, yes, but that's not why I've wanted him to leave for the past 4 years.
No. That's why you want him gone now. Now he's got to go now because you done found somebody else. He was able to float along for these 4 years, but you to the point where you're like, enough of this bullshit, you got to go. This is where you're at now. You're really ready for him to go because you met somebody else. Why don't you be honest and tell him that? Listen, I got a new man, and I'm ready to move on, and I need you out my space.
Right.
You're talking about him not being honest. You ain't being honest. If you guys are not sleeping together and he's only there for the child, that's what you're saying, then tell him he got to go.
Okay.
Yeah, tell him he got to go. Or tell him if he's here, your new man going to come over and he got to sleep in the basement. Because we need to stop the bullshit. This is about you having a new man. That's why he got to go now. Before, yeah, you wasn't interested and he had to go. But for 4 years, no, you kept him around. Because as brothers say to us, a convenient piece of ass, that's what he was for you. But now you got somebody else, and he got to go. The only thing I will say to you, my sister, is you need to start choosing your partners wisely because you don't want to be on the other end one day. And you don't want somebody telling you, you got to go because now they're in love with somebody else. So peace and love to you. Peace and love. And take care of that baby. And let us know how it goes. Peace and love.
Thank you.
Oh, boy, y'all. Remix. I love the Remix family. Boy, we learned some lessons here. It's some powerful lessons, boy. Ah, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 914. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are. 914? 914, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Charity, and I'm calling from New York.
Okay, Charity from New York?
Yes. Sorry, I had tried to take you off speakerphone, so that's what happened.
Okay, that's okay. What's so for you, Charity?
Well, I kind of feel like this is redundant because we were just talking with the last caller about relationships and stuff, but I think mine has come to an end.
And I'm
at the crossroads with myself where I kind of know if I put my foot down, he probably will go, not very happily. But I know it can happen. I just can't seem to figure out if it's the right thing or not.
And your situation, even though it's a little similar to the sister there, it is a little different for you, I would say, than her. And how many children do you have, two?
I have two, one with him and one with an ex-husband from really, really young.
Yeah, because I do see two children, so I do see that. And so here's the thing I want to say to you about your relationship. The big thing that's an issue for you, Charity, in your relationship is about communication.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And your communication doesn't come out until literally you are so pushed up against the wall that you are about to explode.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Him, on the other hand, he has no problem communicating.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like sometimes it's not worth saying. I don't know why. And then it's silly things.
Yeah, but you know why. You know why. You know why you don't communicate with him. Because you don't want to upset him because he's going to get angry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when he gets angry, he says all kinds of hurtful, mean, crazy things.
Yeah, just really retarded. No, that's a bad choice of words, but you know what I mean.
And then here's the other situation that is going on. But his is a little different because I feel like he kind of helps out with things around the house. I think more of your problem with him is the communication and how he talks to you.
Yeah, that's pretty much my number one problem.
Yeah. So give me an example, Charity, of what are some of the things that you guys argue about?
Oh, geez, it could be the simplest things. Well, for example, I just went through a very difficult time in my life where my oldest son was very, very ill. And he was, you know, in and out of neurologists and things like that. And, you know, in the hospital a few weeks, like high fevers, really, really sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I ended up, you know, that was a battle in itself. But I ended up having a problem with somebody at the school that didn't document his medical notes and had me in family court.
Mm-hmm.
Now, luckily, the doctors, of course, and the hospitals keep records, so it was dismissed.
Yeah.
But it was horrible,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they were going to remove him. They thought he missed all this school without any documentation.
Mm-hmm.
And he could have cared less
because
we were in the middle of a move.
Let me stop you there, because this is what I'm picking up, that he told you, so what? If they won't kick him out, let them kick him out. When we get to the new school, we'll work it out there.
Yeah, he didn't get it at all.
But did he really get it, or did he feel like you would have just been wasting time when you guys needed to really focus on getting moved, getting situated, and getting your son, the children, settled?
I think he didn't realize how they were coming across like it was almost like I actually could have had him taken away to foster care.
He wouldn't have been taken away to
foster care. I
knew
that once, you know, I got the medical records, they would know, but...
Listen, you wouldn't have got him taken away to foster care because you yourself knew you had the medical records and all you had to do was go to the hospital and present the records.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Yeah. So do you think, in essence, what your man was trying to tell you is that it wasn't worth stressing all over? Because you get really stressed out.
I do.
Yeah. And I'm a mother, too. So I understand when our babies are sick, that is our utmost duty to make sure that we protect our children and our family. And so definitely, you know, being there as a very strong woman and making sure that your son was okay and being there. Now, he supported you on your son, and he is a father to both of the children, correct?
No, just the youngest.
So he doesn't interact with the older child at all?
He does to an extent. It's getting better.
It's getting better. Why did he tell you he doesn't interact with your older child?
Because it used to be really fresh to him and not, you know, really want to listen to him as a father figure, and he had a hard time understanding that it's a transition for both of them. Like I told him in the beginning, you know, let me be the disciplinarian, you be the friend.
And guess what? That's wrong.
Oh, I know. Now I know.
That's wrong. And let me tell you why I say this, because even though your situation and the other sisters, you guys are not the same. And here's what I want you to understand, that you have a good man. But one thing about men is you have to allow them to be a man. And you are trying to take away his right to be a man and his family and limit him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why y'all argue. That's why you fight. Because he wants to show you. Because one thing about your man, he didn't have a good relationship with his mother.
Well, that makes sense. I've been seeing that lately.
He didn't. So guess what? He's already dealt with a woman that made him feel insignificant. He doesn't want to be with a woman that's going to make him feel insignificant. You telling him that he can't discipline a child that he's decided to help raise too is crazy. Why would you do that?
I think it was just because the words that he would use that I couldn't stand when he would say certain things.
He's not. Men and women are different. That's why we have a mother and a father. Because women discipline one way and a man disciplines another way. He's not abusive to him, but he's not going to be, sweetie, come here, let daddy wipe your nose. He's not going to say that. He's going to say, get your behind in that bathroom and clean your damn face and get out here and sit down. That's a father. That's not a woman. He's not going to be a woman. You have a good man, but you cannot take away his ability to be a man. And you don't listen to him at all. And that's what he keeps telling you. You never listen to me. Don't he say that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he says that a lot.
And that's true.
I just hate the way he talks lately, though. It's like so mean.
Right, because you're being so resistant to him playing his role as the father. You want to be the father and the mother in the relationship, then, sweetie, you're going to be by yourself.
Well, that's what I think happened. I just fell into that pattern from raising him for so many years on my own, I think.
Yes. So you have to kind of let that go and recognize, allow him to be the father, to be the husband, that he wants to be there. Use your wisdom. Men respect wisdom more than they do strength. When a woman, I don't care how weak we are, how timid we are, or how strong or alpha females we are, when you come against a man and you go mental to mental with him, then that is what we call an argument.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head with that one. Definitely
yes,
true.
And 9 times out of 10, they will wear your ass out with words. You got to be a pretty tough chick to be able to withstand if a man is coming at you like that.
Well, that's why I think it got to the point where I've just, like, pulled back.
Well, there's the only thing you're pulling back from is yourself. Use your wisdom, you understand? And allow him to be a man. If he says, let me get the door, you don't jump up and say, that's fine, I got it. Because you're taking away his ability to be the man of the family. You're thinking these aren't no big deals, but he is dying to prove to you that he can be the man in the family. He's already been shot down by his mother. He doesn't want to be with a woman that's going to constantly keep shooting him down too. No man does not. And unfortunately, you have a son. And unless you want your son to grow up to be like the man you're with now, then you got to stop that.
Wow, I never really thought about it that way. You're right, though, because I always do everything.
That's right. Let him be a man. Let him do what he wants to do to be the man in the family.
You're really making me think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
I'm
what
all
you
ready to like, all right, time to leave.
Next time he says some stuff, you know what you say, okay, honey, I just want to know what you think about this. What do you think we should do?
I don't even know if I've ever said that.
Well,
that
you need to
say terrible.
And you need to stop wearing the pants in the relationship before you end up being the man.
Well, you are right when you are right. Because I don't think I actually really have said that. I don't think I have. Not in a while.
Yeah.
I just got so used to doing it all, you know, and then when things would come up, just getting aggravated with the way he talks about them and just not even bothering.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what you do. Cook a nice dinner for him. Sit down. You know, let him relax, have a good time, run some bath water for him, put the children to sleep, and just sit there and let him talk to you because he's dying to share some things with you, but he doesn't want you anymore because you take over conversation and say, this is what we're going to do, this is the way it is, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And he says, okay, I'm going to go to bed because you don't listen.
No, you're right.
So that's it. Use your wisdom. I really hope you...
Well, I'm very happy I called you.
I'm happy you
called. Definitely give this a different approach.
Yeah, I really hope you're coming to the Sisters Workshop because we do need to talk. You should sign up.
Absolutely. I'm going to have to look at that. I remember listening to you last time when you were talking about that.
Yes, yes. All right.
Well, thank you so much. Can I stay on and listen for the rest of the show?
All right. You certainly can. Make sure you give your man some love. So peace and love to you. Hold the line.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, we getting in tonight. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 954. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 954? We're going to come back to 954. Obviously, they're not on there. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 786. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Etan from Miami.
Okay, greetings. Who's calling?
Etana from Miami.
Oh, Etana from Miami. Greetings to you, Etana.
Mm-hmm. How are you this evening?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm good.
You had a question for me, Etana?
Could you just tell me why I procrastinate so much?
Why you procrastinate so much?
Uh-huh.
Well, tell me this, Etana. You've been listening to the beginning of this show. Is that what you came up with for the acknowledgement?
Yes.
Okay. So once you went through and you got the acknowledgement, tell me what's not working for you in your life.
Hmm. I don't know, follow through.
You have no follow.
I start things and I don't finish
and you
them.
Do. Yeah, yeah. This is the first thing that comes to me, Itana, and your mother has made her transition, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I want you to tell me about your relationship with your mother, particularly about when you were 13 years old.
It could have been not a close relationship.
Mm-hmm. You still with me, Tana?
I'm still here. You know, I'm just thinking. I mean, 13.
Yeah. When you were 13 years old, and I know you're a very wise sister, but I want you to think about when you were 13 years old and just what life was like for you, and particularly with your mother.
I didn't get along.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said didn't get along.
Yeah. Yeah, there was some turbulence there. And what was the main reason that you and your mother struggled with? What was the main reason or the issue your mother had with you when you were 13 years old? What did she feel you were trying to do? Because she's telling me that there were some things going on at that time.
I wanted to do what I wanted to do. I wanted to do things my way.
Mm-hmm. And your mother shared some very strong opinions about you doing things your way. And what was that she told you? What was those things she told you? Because she told you, she used to tell you something all the time. She told me, you know what it is. She used to say it to you all the time.
Hmm. I don't know. It's not coming to me now.
Well, your mother said she used to tell you that you don't know everything.
Oh.
She said she used to tell you that. She said you used to think at 13 you knew everything. Everything in the world. You knew it. Yeah.
That's true.
And she sends you much love. Your mother loves you, and she's definitely around you a lot. One of your mother's big fears, and particularly for her daughters, was for them to be alone. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
She never wanted y'all to be alone. She wanted y'all to be married and to have a family and to be, you know, in a loving environment.
Yeah, I believe that. Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's what your mother wanted. She did not want you all to be alone. And she's not lonely anymore, but did you know your mother was very lonely?
Yes, I'm well aware of that.
Yeah, she was very lonely, and that's what she's telling me. She's saying, Miss Blue, I was so lonely, and I never wanted for any of my children to feel any of this loneliness that I felt, that she felt. And so the main thing for you is you're not procrastinating. You're lonely. I mean, that's good news on one hand. I think we can celebrate on one hand.
Yeah.
You're not a procrastinator. You're just lonely. And when you're lonely, it's hard to have a purpose. Because if you don't have a purpose, it's really no energy for you to do things or to finish things or to get things done or to complete things. Because after all, where are you rushing to and what are you rushing for? Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, the good news is, first good news is your mother is around you, and your mother is asking me about something you got on the table in your living room that is just bothering the hell out of her. What is it? It's something big in the corner. What is that?
Well, I don't have a table in the living room. Matter of fact, I just moved where I'm at, and I have very little furniture in the living room.
It is something in a corner in your living room. What is it?
Let me see.
Yeah, please see, because she's constantly telling me about something in the corner over there.
I really don't know what it could be. I mean, I have a massage table, and I have a picture of Harriet Tubman.
You have what now?
I say I have a massage table in the corner and a picture of Harriet Tubman.
No, it's not that. Do you have a box or something in a stacked in a corner? Something stacked in a corner, she's saying. I don't know what it is. Think about what it could be.
I don't know.
Well, you'll figure it out. So,
you say it's bothering her?
Well, whatever it is in the corner, she's trying to get the attention of it. I'm sure she'll bring it to your attention. We just table that for now. And, you know, after we get off the phone, you can take a look. But, yeah, she's saying something about one of the corners in the living room. So I don't know what it is. I'm not taking a look there, but just take a look. I don't know if it's I don't know what it is. I don't know. I can't pick it up. So, but that's what your mother is saying about that. But getting back to you and getting back to this loneliness, it's not that you can't finish things and it's not that you procrastinate. It's that you are lonely. So how do we fix your loneliness?
I'd like to know.
Why are you so lonely? Why are you so lonely?
I don't know. Maybe if I knew, then I wouldn't be, you know, asking how to fix it.
Yeah.
Maybe because I'm not in a relationship. I don't know.
That could be part of it. Yeah, I think that's a fair answer. Yeah, I think that's it. You definitely aren't procrastinating, but you definitely need to have a purpose. And really, you're having an opportunity, even just with this new moon, move to have a fresh, and moon, have a fresh new start, and to be able to get into understanding who you are more. Because immediately when I get into your energy feels very, very tight and low. It feels tight and low. Very tight, very low. You know? So tell me about what you love doing.
I love to read, listen to music. Socialize on occasion, go to plays.
What else?
Wow, that's basically all I can think of right off.
Okay. Do you have any children?
I have two.
You have two. How old are they?
Oh, my daughter is 48. My son is 39.
They ain't lonely, are they?
No, they're not.
They ain't lonely at all. That generation got it together. They ain't lonely at all. They do when they sing.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So why mama not doing her thing?
I don't know.
The number one thing that I will directly to you, when you want to know why you haven't finished some of the things that you started, one of the reasons is because you did, but didn't even really understand why you were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So when something is not really sort of at our heart and we really don't have a understanding beyond the obvious of why we're doing it, then it makes it challenging to finish sometimes. Sometimes it's because we need to move on and we need to move on to other things. You understand? We want to move on and do other things. But you have some things in your life that you really want to finish, and you're like, oh, my goodness, why can't I just do this? You went back to school, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't finish?
Yes, I did.
Mm. So why do
that
I still...
That was some time ago. That was a massage therapy school.
Okay, but I still see that there's like some paperwork or something you still need to complete. What's that about?
I don't know. Maybe my student loan. I don't know.
Mm. Are you doing massage?
No, not at the present time because I had a back injury. I fell and I couldn't do it anymore.
Mm. You fell and you hurt your back. You know what the back is really about? The back is about your support system.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like you don't have any support in your life because you're lonely.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do? Because you have to be doing something. What do you do?
Right now, I'm not doing anything. I was working up until recently, up until maybe, I guess, a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. How's your back doing?
It bothers me sometimes.
It bothers you sometimes. Let me ask you, is there a lawsuit pending?
No, that it's been 5 or 6 years ago since it happened, and everything is finished.
I don't know, maybe that's part of the paperwork. I don't know, I just still see that, like, there's something that's not complete, that's not finished. So what are the things that you're not able to finish? Tell me, you came on the line and said, why do I procrastinate? What are you trying to finish that you can't?
I don't know, I was going through some things, and I was reading back on some things that I had written down quite a while ago. And it was just some things that I had started and I never finished. Different, you know, projects.
Okay.
Different home-based businesses.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
One of them was a shield for the phone for supposed to protect you from radiation.
Mm-hmm. And you never did what?
I never got off into it like I feel like I should have. But it seems, this may be just an excuse, but
mm-hmm.
it seems that, you know, people weren't really interested in it, at least the people that I was talking to.
Okay. So would you consider that to be you procrastinating? Or that's the step where we talk about what's not working. It didn't work.
Okay.
So what's the next thing? I really want you to work this out so you can see your own bullshit. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I want you to see your own bullshit. That's the reason I'm taking my time here, because I want you to hear your own bullshit as you speak it. And so what was the next thing?
Lack of self-confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but people wasn't interested in it. So whether you had confidence or not, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So what else do you want to do?
I would like to have a cleaning business dealing with all natural products.
That's a beautiful thing, but your back is messed up, so you say.
Yeah, but I want to employ other people.
Okay. So what steps have you taken with that?
Looking up the information, seeing how much it costs.
Okay. So you telling me the only thing stopping you is just paying the money?
Yeah.
I'm laughing at them in the chat room. They so silly. They are so silly talking about Miss Blue ain't supposed to be cursing around the elders. She knows
the elder probably does more cursing than Miss Blue.
See, that's the bullshit, y'all. They laughing now.
Miss Blue, you said that my energy was low, so what could I do to help bring it up?
Just what you just did. See how you was laughing? You just brought it up.
Oh.
The first thing I want you to do is stop feeling sorry for yourself, because the problem is not that you're a procrastinator, you're lonely. And you have to recognize that and just understand it. I'm not telling you to go run down the street and open up your door and say, hey, I'm lonely. Anybody want to come help me out? I'm not telling you to do that. I don't want you to do that. That's what I want you to do. But I do want you to understand that and recognize that that's a part of what's going on. And you need to start getting yourself up. The first thing you need to do is you definitely need to be in this workshop that I'm doing, because it's for sisters. It's for women.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that you have to do. This is the effect of you not listening to your mother back when you were 13 years old. A lot of this, and I want you to hear this so you can really understand, a lot of this is because some of that wisdom she was giving out, you missed. So now you have to learn these things through lessons. You understand? And one of the other things is you still don't listen to women. Ouch. You don't listen to women. You listening to me right now, but I don't know how effective that is, because I know we talked before, because I remember telling you some things that I see there. You understand? You didn't listen to your mother. Mm-hmm. So I know it's kind of hard for you to think that you're going to listen to me, because I'm a woman too.
But Ms. Blue, you said I don't listen to women. Whenever I need wise counsel, that's who I go to, a woman.
It must not be working. Your ass is on the line tonight, lonely. You don't know why you're lonely. You don't feel like doing nothing. Can't finish nothing. Don't know why you ain't finished nothing. You ain't listening to them either. That ain't no wise. No, I take that back. They may be giving wise counsel, but you ain't listening. If you was listening,
my mom always said I was hard-headed.
Yes, you're hard-headed. You know, I think you looking for Mr. Shabba Ranks, but when he come get you, if not
no,
me,
I don't think so. Oh, not Shabba.
See, one of the things, all seriousness, I want you to know, the reason your mother first came up, and she did show up, really show that is where a lot of your blocks are, you understand? And really, in essence, you're blocking this out, because you were set out to prove that you were wiser than your mother. This is what you wanted to prove when you were 13. Check me out, Mama. I'm going to show you how to live life, and I'm going to be much, much wiser than your ass. And it ain't working. It's a sad, sad story. It ain't working. Your mama on the other side with a bag of popcorn saying, tell her, Miss Blue, tell her. Because she don't listen. She don't listen. And particularly, she don't listen to women. We won't talk about the men you done gave your money to. That's a whole nother story. We ain't going to talk about that tonight, y'all. But seriously, your mother's greatest thing is she never wanted any of her children to be lonely like her. And that's the part that makes you sad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
But Miss Blue, she told me she ain't going to talk about the man I gave my money to. Well, what about her? And I only gave my man
money. Your mama didn't say that. I said that. Miss Blue said that. You tell me that. I said that. What about the men you gave your money to?
Miss Blue, it was one man. That's when I was a young woman, didn't know any better.
Right. But once again, because you don't listen. And the people you listen to is not the right person. Oh. See, and there you go. First chance you get, you went and judged your mama. You thought your mama said, tell me, what about the men she didn't gave her money to? At least I could say I did it to one man. She was giving her money to all them niggas. See? Your mama already done transitioned, and you still judging her. You got to let that go. You do. You got to let that go. You have to let that go, really. Your mother only wanted the best for you. That's it. It's difficult. You don't really, you have an issue with listening to women, which means you have an issue listening to yourself. That's why every question I've asked you tonight, your magical answer is you don't know. Because you can't hear yourself. You can't hear your wisdom. And you have so much wisdom. You have so much wisdom that's locked up inside of you. So much that is there that is waiting to keep out. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And just imagine if your daughter did the same thing to you, not listen to you, she will keep this cycle going. And going and going, generation after generation after generation after generation. Your great-great-granddaughters and your great-great-great-granddaughters, they will not be listening either.
So did my mother not listen to her mother?
Your mother didn't listen to her mother either, and she told you the stories about it. That's why she told you she didn't want you to end up like that.
Hmm.
She'd say it to you 100 times. You need to learn how to listen to me. I'm your mother. The word no to you is a rejection piece. You get motivated by the no's from men, and you feel defeated by the no's from women. That's why you don't tell yourself no, and it becomes, I don't know. I don't know. No, because that hearing that word no, saying no, telling yourself, no, don't do that. That is not the right choice to make at this time. No, you should not be doing this. You reject it. And then when someone asks you, well, why did you do this? I don't know. Because you don't want to come to grips with that word of no. So how you begin to move yourself past that.
You say, how do I begin to move myself past that?
Oh, no, I'm going to tell you how to move yourself past that. The first thing you have to do is really sort of write an apology letter to yourself. Apologize to yourself for not listening to you. So write it to yourself. Dear, so if I were writing an apology letter to myself, it would sound a little like this. Dear Blue, I am very sorry for not listening to you. You need to write a letter to yourself and apologize for not listening to you, because you don't know what your own voice sounds like. That's why when you first came on the phone, you was all muffled and people asked, speak up. What did you say? Huh? Say that again. Don't people say it to you? What did you just say?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You need to learn what your own voice sounds like. And once you hear that voice, once you practice that, listening to you, then I want you to go and make amends with your mother. Make amends with your mother. You're not in competition with her. Not at all. And start listening to her, because she's still telling you stuff now. She said she still don't listen, Ms. Blue.
Hmm.
Your mother said she told you when it was time to move. You ain't even want to move. That's what you got to do. And you have to start speaking your truth. And there's a word that I want you to take out of your vocabulary. And that is, do not ever say, I don't know.
Okay.
The next time you want to say, I don't know, I want you to say, the answer is no. To force yourself to be able to hear your inner voice, because you do know. You do know.
I know.
That's it. That's what I want you to do. See, I was going to say something, but then y'all would say, oh, Miss Blue, you did not tell that elder sister that. I was like, so get your BS ass up out of here. Get your bullshitting ass out of here. No, I'm not going to say that. But no, seriously.
Sorry, did.
No, but I want you to understand that you have a lot of wisdom in there. You have to be able to go back and start hearing your voice. And that's what you've missed over these times. You're not a procrastinator. Not at all. You make a lot of decisions. But now it's time to know why you're making these decisions. And some of the answers on some of these things that you want to do, the simple answer is no. And start listening to yourself so that you can listen to all of these other wise sisters that is around you, because you're going to want your granddaughters and your daughters to listen to you. You telling me you not giving wise counsel? You walking around talking about you don't know. What if I got to call you one day? You going to say, I don't know, Ms. Blue. You can't tell me that. We need you to show up in your life. You have a purpose. The purpose starts with you. That's where it starts, with you. So there you go. I hope to see you in the sister's workshop. You got the address? Yeah. You know how to get over there? You know how to get over there and registered?
I was over there yesterday.
Well, I don't know why you ain't click submit.
I had a problem with my PayPal for some reason. I don't know what it was.
But
see,
I'm
going
to sign up.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay. You said for some reason. I thought you said I don't know. You
no,
know.
No, I said for some reason. I had a problem with my PayPal. I changed my password, but for some reason, I still couldn't get in, so I thought I'd go back today.
That's right. Fix it. You can do it. Fix it.
All right, Miss Blue. Thanks very much. I love
you're
you.
Welcome. I love you, too. Peace and love. Energy is up. Your mama says, she said, whatever that is over there in that corner, you need to get it out that corner, whatever it is. I don't know what it is. Just check it out.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Oh, wow. Peace and love. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 619. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Cheyenne, and I'm calling from Georgia, from Atlanta. I'm from California.
Okay. Greetings to you, Cheyenne. Can you take me off speakerphone, please?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay. You said this. Yeah, you had me on speaker, so I couldn't really understand what you were saying. What's your name?
Cheyenne.
Okay. Greetings, Cheyenne. Some really interesting names tonight. Some sisters with some beautiful names. Peace and greetings to you. Yes. So what's
Thank
so
you.
For
you
nice tonight? Mm-hmm. What's so for you, Cheyenne?
I want to know why do I always seem to pick the wrong guys? They always come with a whole bunch of bullshit.
You want to know why you seem to pick the wrong guys? And they seem to come with a whole
all
lot of bullshit. Well, you know, Cheyenne, we kind of pick what we are.
Really?
Yeah, of course. How could you attract a man full of bullshit and you ain't full of bullshit? I mean,
well, I don't know, because it really seems to be the opposite. Like, I don't know. It just...
Well, let's take a look. Let's take a look. Let's take a look, because here we go with the I don't know again, and we already know what that means when we say we don't know.
Well, I feel like if I'm striving, I'm working to do better. I'm only 18 years old, so I feel like if I'm working to do better and I'm trying to do better going to school and trying to do other things, like, it's like, why can't you do the same? It's like, why can't you? And honestly, most of the guys I've dated are older than me, so it's like, I feel like you guys are older than me. Why don't you have it together? Why, like, why is it still...
So- Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, and that's a really good question. How many relationships were bad? Tell me that. Were they all the relationships you had been bad? Tell me how many.
No, just two of them.
And
two
so
them
how many relationships have you had?
Six.
You've had six serious relationships at 18 years old when you was doing all this damn dating. Wait a minute. I'm confused, Cheyenne. Did you start when you was 10? How old was you?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's been since I was in ninth grade, a freshman in high school.
Okay, let me clarify, Cheyenne. Thanks for that, Cheyenne. I love your name, by the way. It's beautiful. I used to want a Cheyenne. You know
Thank
what a Cheyenne
you.
Do you know what a Cheyenne is?
Huh?
Do you know
no.
what the car... You know what a Cheyenne is? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I like them.
A Porsche?
A Porsche
oh,
truck.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
Yes.
But anyway. Cheyenne. Let's not start when you were in ninth grade. I want to start when you were, let's go from 17 till now, because you're only 18. Let's talk about that.
Okay. That's the bad relationship. That's probably the last two.
Last
two? That's, yes. Mm-hmm. It's been horrible.
So the last two relationships, you just dated guys that just came with a whole lot of bullshit. How long did you date these gentlemen? 2-4 months?
One of them was the guy that I lost my virginity to, and it was like, well, we dated for like 2 years, and then it was like, I don't know, like, he just, everything was okay, and everywhere were great, like, when he was here, but he's from Chicago, so when he went back to Chicago, then it was like, we talked every day, and but it was just not the same, like, things just weren't the same, and then he started working out there, and, he was saying that it was about his car and all kind of other stuff,
right.
But it was just bullshit to me. So I was like,
Right. I understand. So let me ask you this. Tell me about, when do you have time to go to school?
It's online, so I mean, I can pretty much do it whenever I want.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like about going to school online.
Yeah. So. You're going to school online. What are you taking up? Business?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You sound like you want to go. How is school going? Tell me about school.
Mm-hmm. It actually goes really pretty good. The only class I'm actually doing bad in is this general class. It's math, and it's really, I suck at math. Math is not really my strong suit. But
let me ask you a question, because I've been 18 years old before. I know that's hard to believe that I could be anything over 19, but I used to be 18 at one time. And let me tell you, what I thought was so amazing to me, the opportunity to be able to go to class, to take college classes and go in person. Why aren't you going to school in person? I mean, what else do you have going on that you don't want to go to school and get that experience in person?
Well, I probably would like to go to school, but my little brother, my mom passed away 3 years ago. 3.5
mm-hmm.
maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And she, so my little brother and sister live with me and my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been taking care of them since my mom passed away. And really, I take care of them so much, it's like I really don't have time to go to regular school.
Mm-hmm.
I do everything with them, from getting them dressed in the morning, taking them to school, taking them up, dinner, everything. My grandmother is an RN, and she works at Kaiser, so she works oncology. She's basically at work, like, all day, so I
mm-hmm.
really deal with the kids a lot, so it's really, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, and first of all, let me say my condolences to you. I know that that's pretty challenging, to have to take on that responsibility at such a young age, and to have your brother and sister, by the way, you're doing a beautiful job with them, and your mother is very, very thankful for that. And, that was going to be my next question, but something said, let's touch on something less sensitive than your mother. Now, one of the things that your mother left specific guidelines for you guys, because even though she did pass away, I do see that this was something, her passing was quick, but it was kind of expected a little.
Well,
you still there?
Yeah.
The main thing that your mother did not want for you is for you to put your life on hold. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Your mother doesn't want you to put your life on hold. Definitely be there to support your brother and sister. Let me ask you, do you feel like you have your life on hold?
Yes.
Yes, I know, sweetie. But that's your mother's wish. She didn't want you to put your life on hold. There's quite a few things that she sort of left for you to put in place financially so that you can have some freedom to do things and still take care of your brother and sister there, you know? She wants you to become more active in your life, and you've kind of secluded yourself. And so you want to know how you can attract these kind of guys that are full of bullshit? Because there's a part of your life that you feel like it's bullshit to you. And I understand, I know that you carry a lot of anger for your mother leaving. You understand? That's a form of the bullshit. You understand? I know you love your mother dearly. And I know you miss her tremendously. Tremendously. But she's all around you. And she definitely does not want you to put your life on hold at all. She doesn't want you to put your life on hold. And so this is a conversation because she also left your godmother and left these things in place so that you can have a support system. I want you to be more open with your godmother and telling her about your dreams and about things that you want to do in your life. And she will help support you so you can find a way. I know your goal is to keep your brother and sister safe. You understand?
Yeah.
But ask her so that she can work with you so that you can become more active in your life. It's still your responsibility to make this happen. And you can do it. I know you can. I know you can. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. You know? I love you.
I can too.
I know you can. I love you. I really do love you. And Miss Blue is giving you a big Cheyenne hug right now, and so is everybody in the chat room. So I want you to take some time, and I want you to talk to your godmother when you get a chance. Let her know what your wishes are. You understand? And I want you to become more active. Stop meeting these slime buckets because you feel slimy on the inside. Get out, get some sunshine. Your mother is in a much better place. She's very happy, and she's watching over the children there. And you, definitely, you're one of her children, too. You understand? Growing up on Earth, and that's what you're doing in a very big way, because Earth is a school. You see? Earth is a school. Yeah. Are you wearing your mother's necklace?
I just got it made for her a few months ago.
Yeah, she says you have on her necklace. She just told me. So there you go, sweetie. That's divine confirmation that your mother is right there. She knows. She sees everything that you're doing, and she loves you so much. She does. She really does. Here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do. Miss Blue's going to do something for you right now. We're going to do a breathing treatment together, okay? All right?
Okay.
Cheyenne, can you hear me?
Yeah.
So here's what I want you to do, okay? And we're going to all do it with you. We're going to do a breathing treatment. I want you to breathe in and out of your mouth nice and slow 2 times. Okay, just nice and slow, in and out of your mouth 2 times.
Okay.
Okay. And then what I want you to do is I want you to breathe in and out of your nose, and you're going to breathe in and out of your nose only 7 times as fast as you can, in and out of your nose 7 times for me. Let me know when you're done.
I'm done.
Okay, and then breathe in and out of your mouth again, nice and slow, 2 times.
Okay.
All right. Now I just want you to close your eyes and just relax. And I want everyone in the Remix family, and it's over 2 million, to just send some love to Cheyenne and her brothers and sisters and to Cheyenne. All right, sweetie. All right, I want to make sure that you do that. And definitely email me, let me know how things are going, and have that conversation, all right? So peace and love to you. Hold the line. All right, peace and love.
I'm going to hang up, Mark. Thank you.
You said what now?
I'm going to have my grandmother, my mom's mom, call.
Okay.
I heard about you through my aunt. I'm out here visiting in Georgia. I heard about you through her. I told her about some of my dreams that I was having.
Mm.
And I'm like, I'll have a dream, and then like the next day or a few days, like, you know, it'll play out, but it won't be like with me. It'll be like with someone else, but it'll be exactly what my dream was. And I was telling her about it, and then like we started talking about it, and she told me to like that she was gonna call and stuff.
Oh,
she knew.
Okay. Well, definitely do that. Reach out to me. Send me an email as well. And much love to your aunt telling me, and your grandmother and everyone. Peace and love to you guys out there, and much love to you, sweetie. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Ah, beautiful. Peace and love. Oh, wow. How beautiful, you guys. How beautiful. All right, Remix family. We have about 43 minutes left to go in the forum. Still taking your calls here. We're live in the Remix. And, of course, with me, your host. Oops. I'm over here dropping stuff. Miss Blue. We're going to go to the next caller calling in on the line, calling in from area code 678. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. It's Kenya, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Okay. Greetings to you, Kenya, from Arizona. How are you?
I am great. And it's just funny because I'm thinking, this young girl, my heart is just going out to her. And then I hear you unmute, and I'm like, oh, my problems are nothing compared to hers. Holy crap.
Oh, well, hey, she was still able to even find her way out of the BS in her life and just get some beautiful confirmation from her mother on the other side and just to her. So, yeah, peace and love. Well, Kenya, thank you so much. So definitely, what is so for you, Kenya?
Okay. Well, I kind of believe that my BS is self-inflicted.
It always is, but yeah. It always is, Kenya.
So, trying to get motivated. I'm trying to, you know, to just move forward. I've transitioned, mm-hmm. and things are going well, and I'm trying to do the funky feng shui, and I'm in naturopathic school, so there's a lot of stuff going on.
Ooh.
So I got feng shui stuff piled on my kitchen table. I got notes from last semester piled on my kitchen table. I got curtains laid over my bed. I just cannot get motivated. I'm on spring break now. So I got plenty of time. I got at least another week to get all this stuff up, and I am just not touching it. And I don't understand why, because it's something I've been wanting to do for ages.
For ages. Well, you know, that makes sense. The good thing is, the number one thing is, when you're looking for where your BS is thinking that something's going to motivate you. Let me tell you something that I've come to learn about motivation. Motivation doesn't last.
Okay.
So you are highly motivated. You have good intentions. I'm going to get up. I'm going to clean. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I'm going to do – you are highly motivated. So let me ask you, Kenya, when was the last time you went shopping?
Like thrift store shopping, probably yesterday. When I got
okay.
the dollar store, I got my little gold bags for my wealth corner and curtains out of Goodwill for $4.99. Yeah. All this
See,
week I've been shopping. I told you, the stuff is piled on my kitchen table. Just sitting there waiting
right.
for you to put it somewhere.
So this is really just confirmation. You don't need motivation, because when you want to do something, you do it. So this is why my three-step program is just magic. The truth is, you really don't want to do it. That's just the honest truth. You don't want to do it. And you said that you've been wanting to do this for ages. No, you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do it. Not for real. You kind of want to do like Bewitch and go, bingo, 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 and it'd be done.
Yeah, you're right. I don't mind buying it. I just want somebody else to put it up.
There you go. So now I want you to understand that there is just freedom in even acknowledging that. See, that's the truth. You really don't want to do it. You like it when it's done, but you would really prefer to have somebody else do it. When you say mm-hmm. that just opens, it frees the energy. Because when we start to force ourselves to do stuff, we get resentful. Then our action starts to slow down. We don't end up doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first step. It's really that. And then the other thing is, you've had a whole lot going on. And really what you need to do, because a lot of your inspirations, Kenya, like the sister who was on before, comes through the dream world. And you haven't even really given yourself the opportunity to take a spring break. So what you've done is piled so much on your plate that you get yourself in the position that you're not really taking a break. You're so built up with the pressure and expectations of thinking about what you're going to do that you wear yourself out before you do it.
Yes, indeed.
You understand? So you need to take a break. You need to just take tomorrow and say, you know what I'm going to do? Stay in the bed all day. I'm going to relax. I'm going to do what I want to do. Don't make no plans to do anything in the house, and I guarantee you, you'll get more done tomorrow than you ever done. Don't make no plans. You're on break. Somebody asks you what you're going to do, don't say, girl, I'm going to be changing my house. I'm going to be doing it. Say, I'm on break. That's what I'm taking a break. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Because you don't know how to break. You don't. And I will admit, you're a sister kind of like myself, so I know this energy all too well. And then when school starts back up, oh, you get every fucking thing done because you ain't got no time. Now you're doing everything. And you say, I can't wait till I take a break. I can't wait till I take a break. Girl, what you doing? Girl, I'm cleaning up because I can't wait till I take a break.
Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious. But true. Holy crap.
So give yourself, do the acknowledgement. Give yourself an opportunity to take a break. You really do need a break. And don't beat yourself up for taking a break.
Okay.
All right. Don't, because everything looks really, really good. You need to get back into dreaming, and that's going to lead you back into really activating a lot of your intuition. And when something is just telling you the right time, like something told you, go into that Goodwill store, you was going to find some goodies, and you did, the same
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Yeah. All right. So, and it's funny because since I've moved to Arizona, mm-hmm. I started dreaming, remembering my dreams again. When I was in New Jersey.
Oh, baby, Arizona is the portal. What part of Arizona? You near Tucson? Where you at?
I am near Phoenix. I'm in Mesa, about 15 minutes
outside. Oh, okay, you're in the middle. So you're in the middle. You're in Mesa.
Yes. It's beautiful. I love it.
Let me tell you about Tucson. I got kind of kidnapped out there on business for a half a year. I was supposed to go for a couple of weeks, but they tricked me. I was out there a long time, but my skin was never so beautiful. My hair was never so beautiful. It was like being in a spa every single day. Talk about golden girl. I was golden girl. I looked like the red clay. The golden child. I loved it. I loved Arizona. It is so breathtaking. And it's one of a spiritual portal is there. They have the spiritual portal, especially if you get a chance to go to Sedona, do some hiking. They got all kinds of great things there.
Okay.
Only thing
that's what I need to do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Only thing that tripped me out in Arizona. Go ahead. What you like? Tell me what you like.
I was just saying that I want to do all of that because I want to grow up to be like you. That's my mission.
Oh, you're so beautiful.
I want to be that person that if, hey, something goes wrong and you need somebody to talk to or you need to call or get a reading, call me and I can hook you up.
Aww,
you know, but I need to build my spirituality because there's a lot of people like you that are out there helping us, you know, those of us out here that are searching, and you need help also. Even if
everybody.
It's somebody providing you with a little energy to rejuvenate yourself so you can go on out there. Yes.
That's right. Everybody. It's a give and take. It's a beautiful thing. And use this time to enjoy. Mm-hmm. You know, what tripped me out about being in Arizona is that they don't rake grass out there. They rake and rake leaves. They rake rocks. They rake rocks. They rake rocks around.
And I thought, too, I was like, who? This is grass where the dogs and cats are playing in the pebbles. I'm like, really? Wow.
They rake their rocks. The first time I seen somebody raking rocks, I was done. I was really, really done. But it's a beautiful place. You're in a good place. You're going to school to be a naturopathic. We need more sister healers out there just to kind of get into that energy. So just have some fun because that's another thing that you kind of struggle with. You don't know how to have fun.
Mm-mm.
You need to have fun.
I haven't had fun since I left Atlanta. Ugh.
Yeah. You've got to have fun. But unlike the sad truth that's out there, fun does not necessarily come from other people. You can definitely have fun with other people. Don't get me wrong. But fun starts with you. Start creating your fun. You know, get your save me list together. That is definitely the beautiful thing to put together. Is that?
Save me.
Mm-hmm.
What's a save me list?
Your save me list is your save me list is your musical list to put together.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Got it. Mm-hmm. Can do. Thank you so much, Miss Blue. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. So that's what I want you to do. You coming to the Soul Sister Workshop?
You know, I was just on there, and I was wondering, is that you, that lady sitting in the chair looking all cute and stuff? That's
not what you wondering if you go into the Soul Sister site. Are you coming? You know what? Uh-uh.
Because she's fly. Don't get me wrong. She is fly. I was checking the date to make sure because I was like, okay, am I going to be in school? Because you kept saying the week before, so I was thinking it was all week long.
Well, we will We will be doing something all week long. And know that if you're not there, you will get a chance to listen to the workshop. You definitely will do that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to work that into my agenda. But
Yes. Well, I definitely want to thank you for coming on and Yeah.
Thank you so much, Ms. Blue. Enjoy your weekend.
I will. You too. And let us know how it's going.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Love to.
Yeah. So one of the things I want you to know, we will not be in the workshop all week long. That will not be doing.
Okay. All right. Okay. So it's just 1:30 to 6 just on Saturday.
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure because I was like, okay, I'll be in class the whole time. All right.
All right. So know that we'll be doing exercises all week, all throughout the week. But even if you're not there, if you reserve a virtual seat, then you will be able to go back and listen. Even if you're not live there present, you will be able to hear the workshop. You will.
Okay, great.
All right.
Sounds good.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
And get some rest. Get some rest. Hold the line. All right. I want to make that clear to you guys. We're going to take a short break right here, and then we're gonna be right back after that. So I want you guys to hold the line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And, we are definitely here live in the remix. You guys, we are live in the remix with 27 minutes left to go in the form. And of course, that was ABC featuring Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5. I want to talk about the workshop just really quick here because I want to make it clear so that everybody can definitely be on the same sheet of music when it comes to this. The workshop is going to happen. The Sisters Workshop is going to happen on the 26th. Now, for 7 days prior to the 26th, we will stop taking virtual seats on the 20th of April, okay? And we will be doing the retreat part of the workshop that whole continuous week. We're not going to be meeting together. It's information myself and Esther will be sending out to you that will go along with the retreat. It's going to build up. A part of that as one of the gifts, and I'm just going to tell you what it is, but we have lots of goodies planned for you guys every single day leading up to that, is going to be that you will get to know your soul level. That is something that I will be sending out to you. You'll get a chance to know your soul level, and you'll get a chance to do that. That's going to be special for everyone who signs up for the workshop. You'll be able to participate in the week prior for the retreat. The grand finale is the workshop. Now, you do not have to be present. You do not have to be live to participate in the virtual workshop. It's online, so you can participate from anywhere in the world, and you do not have to be present. You will be able to go back and listen to the recording of the workshop. You will not get the retreat part of it, which is the week prior, but you will be able to go back and listen to the recording of the grand finale, which is the workshop. Will we be getting it in? We're going to be getting it in. All of the details can be found over on the website, www.msblue, like the color, B-L-U-E, blast, blast.com/sisters, spelled S-I-S-T-A-S dash workshop, W-O-R-K-S-H-O-P /. You can check the show notes, all the details there. A link to the website is there. Once you go over to the website and you pay for the workshop, it's going to take you to PayPal. And once you go to PayPal, it is going to send you back to the workshop for you to register so you can get all of the details for the retreat and also all the details for the workshop. So you definitely want to make sure that you follow through on all three of the steps. I know a lot of you have already secured your seats. Don't worry. We went back. We took care of that. For you guys going forward, we want you to make sure that you know how to go through all the steps so that you can get this. The men will not be invited. This is for sisters only. We're getting together. You understand? This is only for sisters. All right? So from the very youngest to the very wisest and from all walks of life, come together. Even if you're a brother or sister, you can go over to the website. You can check out all the goodies. And definitely we are inviting all sisters, all walks of life, all backgrounds, all schools of thought. You know, the requirement is to come and to celebrate with your soul sisters as we learn together, build together, and just be together. All right? So beautiful. We're going to go to the phone lines now. Still see many of you on the phone lines. And calling in from area code 916. Did I go to 916? 916, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings.
Greetings. Sorry, we cannot hear you.
Let me take you on speaker.
Please take me
on speaker. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
It's Keitha from Cali. Hi,
okay, I'm wonderful. Greetings to you, Keitha. Mm-hmm.
Hold on one second. So, I'm sorry. I think I missed your instructions for the workshop.
Keitha, not tonight, Keitha. Not tonight.
Not tonight what?
Don't do it tonight,
I just
don't. Every time you come, hold on, Keitha. Every time you come on, Keitha, you don't know nothing. You always say you don't know. You ain't paying attention. You don't know. Tonight we talking about getting rid of the bullshit. So go ahead and say what you're going to say now.
No. I was just clarifying the instructions because we said three steps.
But why do you need to clarify? Because that's not what you're calling in for.
No, not at all, but that was just the last thing you said, so I just want to make sure I was all good because I got my ticket, and I'm ready, and I'm excited,
and
I can't
I'm excited,
wait.
And I'm ready for you, yes.
Okay, awesome. let's see. I think we got a lot of BS cleared up
You mean you got a lot of BS cleared up? I'm with you.
With,
go ahead.
With your assistance, of course.
Okay, okay. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you, Keitha.
Let me see. My current BS, I think, is probably relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, I think that's where the BS is, and I am... Yeah, I think so. I'm kind of in a relationship, but not in a relationship. I am fearful of committing because of my track record, and I don't want it to be, I don't want it to be end to end on a bad note. I want it to be good and make sure that it's good before I commit. So far, we're good though.
So your question for me.
I don't think I have a question, Ms. Blue.
So why did you press 1?
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have. I think I might be okay.
You okay. You good. Well, that's good.
I think so.
That's good. That's a good thing, Keitha. That's a good thing.
It feels good saying it, actually.
I think it is a good thing. I think it's beautiful. I think it's beautiful. All right. Well, just hold the line. You got your ticket.
Okay.
You're good to go. See, sometimes we just need to talk things out, though. We need to just kind of hear ourselves. And then
I think I pressed 1. I was like, you know, kind of want to do so. But I think I'm good, Ms. Blue.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing.
Right.
That's a real beautiful thing. I'm glad to hear it. So hold the line for me, Keitha. Hold the line.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
Love. All right, beautiful. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from 863. You're live in the remix. 863. Okay. 863. We can't hear you, 863. Ah, 863, call drop. All right, you guys, listen. We have about 18 minutes left to go in the form, and we have about 18 minutes left to go in the form tonight, I definitely want to say it's just been a beautiful, beautiful share here tonight. I'm going to check with one of the – no, I think I got this caller. I don't know. I think we're in a good space. I think we're in a good space. I don't think we need to take any more calls. I think we're pretty much in a good space. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is what I want to say to everyone. First of all, I want to let you guys know Self-Invested is happening on Saturday. Love to see you guys out there at Self-Invested. Love to see you guys in the chat room are funny. Love to see you guys out at Self-Invested. We're going to be there and going over that. I want to go over the steps. I think this is the perfect time to go over the steps when you're tired of the BS, when you feel like you're stuck or you're in that place, what to do. The first thing is to acknowledge where the BS is in your life. That's the number one step. That's the first thing. When you can do that, really, you know, just kind of give it up. You know how Marvin Gaye says, you got to give it up? Give it up. Where is the BS at? You know, if you're having some problems of really seeing where the BS is, look and see where disappointment lies within you. What is broken? You know, where are you hurting? You know, what are those things that are there? That has a big thing to do with that. It's about really taking that and looking at it head face on, just looking on it. And step number two, don't worry. Stop worrying, you know, sitting around waddling in the problem. That's the only thing. If you waddle in the problem, you will never come up with a solution. You won't. You will be in an endless circle jerk, and it will keep happening over and over and over and over and over again. That circle jerk will just continue to happen. So that's the other thing that you want to do. You want to make sure that you not get into that method of insanity and really just kind of let that go. The number three step is to go back and rethink, why is it not working? Why is this not working for yourself? And last but not least, in step number three, you have to be willing to tell yourself the truth, because that is what's going to set you free, is to make sure that you tell yourself the truth. And when you're able to tell yourself the truth, then you will be able to see other ways of how you can really move yourself out of that situation. You can begin to look at things completely different, and you can see where things are opening up for you, and then you can own the part of it that you want to own. Yes. I'm looking for something. I'm going to see if I can find it. But that's the main thing that I want to kind of go over again tonight. that's the main thing. I see you guys on the call line. I do see you. Oh, let me see if I could do it. Yeah. So that's what I want you guys to do. I definitely want you to do that. We're going to play some music here. And if I can find what I'm looking for here, I think this is it. I think. No, that's not it. That's not it. That's not it. I think this is it.
Yeah. Look. I don't know why they been lying, but your shit is not that inspiring. Bank account statement just look like I'm ready for early retirement. Fuck any nigga that's talking that shit just to get a reaction. Fuck going platinum, I looked at my wrist and it's already platinum. I am the kid with the motor mouth, I am the one you should worry about. I don't know who you're referring to, who is this nigga you heard about? Someone just talking that bullshit, man, someone just gave you the runaround. Niggas down playing the money, but that's what you doing, the money down. I don't waste time putting money down, I just go straight to who got it and buy it in cash. Pussy so good that you gotta come see me on tour and you gotta fly in first class. This has been years in the making, it's off of the city, they know I come right every summer. Cash money records forever, I'm always big timing, bitch, I came up right under stunner, you know it. Jealousy in the air tonight, I could tell. I will never understand that, but oh well. Been ready, it's real, I don't know about you. She just wanna smoke and fuck, I said, girl, that's all that we do. Okay, now you're talking my language, now you're talking my language. Now you're talking my language, now you're talking my language. Been ready, it's real, I don't know about you. She just wanna smoke and fuck, I said, girl, that's all that we do. I'm about to roll one and light it and fuck it, man, no one's invited. I gotta kill off the weak shit that's got all you niggas excited. I can't even listen, you wildin', I much rather sit here in silence. I send all my money to banks in the islands and eat with Italians, I do. People are funny, you don't even know about the shit that I've been through. I just want some head in a comfortable bed, it could all be so simple. Talking that shit with your back to me, just know it always get back to me. Come get your girl, she been here for 3 days and she way too attached to me. Hate when they get too attached to me. I gotta get on the bus and get back on the road. Get what I can out the country and then I just get on a jet and go back to the cold. Can't even drive with the top off, been working so hard on the album, I miss the whole summer. I just might bring in some girls from Miami to heat up the city and that's where the sun is, you know it. Jealousy in the air tonight, I could tell. I will never understand that, but oh well.
I heard once that they would rather hear about memories than enemies. Rather hear what was or what will be than what is. Rather hear how you got it over how much it cost you. Rather hear about finding yourself and how you lost you. Rather you make this an open letter about family and struggle and it taking forever. About hearts that you've broken and ties that you've severed. No doubt in my mind, that'll make them feel better.
If you want to be important, wonderful. If you want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. But recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's a new definition of greatness. And this morning, the thing that I like about it, by giving that definition of greatness, it means that everybody can be great. Because everybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and your verb agree to serve. You don't have to know about Plato and Aristotle to serve. You don't have to know Einstein's theory of relativity to serve. You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics in physics to serve. You only need a heart full of grace. Soul generated by love. You can be that servant.
Honey, honey, I can see the stars all. reason for me to. We were made to love. We were made to love. Oh, I've never seen anything. You're much more than human being. Extraordinary machines. Oh, I never loved someone like this. All I know is have a thing here by you. We were made to love. We were made to love. You were sent for me too. We were made to love. We were made to love.
Drunk in love, we've been all night.
Everyone. That was so much fun. Peace and love to you guys. I certainly enjoyed us talking tonight, getting out all of that bullshit in our lives and recognizing how we can just turn that around and just do that. So I want to say peace and love to you guys. See you in Self Invested on Saturday. See the rest of you on Sunday night. You know how we do. Right back here in the remix. Yeah, right back here. Oh, my goodness. That was so much fun. I was over here singing. Y'all couldn't hear me, but yeah, I was over here. I was over here singing We Be All Night. I don't want to yell as loud as I was yelling. But yeah, singing Drunken Love over here. A little bit of Beyonce and Jay-Z there, just with the Drunken Love, and just kind of doing it remix style. Don't forget to download. If you guys like the show, you know what to do. Like it. If you love it, you know what to do. Love it over there on Facebook as well. Go over to iTunes and subscribe. Subscribe right here with the remix family so that you can definitely hear all of the remix shows, and you can hear all of the remix shows, and you can hear them all over. It's just been a beautiful share here tonight, and just really enjoyed all of the family that has been in the house tonight. We're going to play a song when we get ready to get out here. I really don't want to play anything else, but I kind of feel like jamming a little bit, listening to something. I have no earthly idea what it is, but I don't know. Let's see. Maybe we will play one more thing as we get ready to get out of here tonight. It's so much goodies over here, and I see all of you guys still on the phone lines, too. Definitely reach out. You can send me an email as well, but let me see what I want to hear. Let me see if I want to hear something. What I want to hear. That's kind of good. Ooh, I don't know about that one. That's going to be kind of interesting there. Yeah, I got a whole playlist. Yeah, you know my playlist. Okay, y'all know my playlist. I don't think y'all gonna be able to. I want to hear something, but I don't know. Maybe. Maybe we'll go ahead and get on out of here. So, we'll just go ahead and get out and just kind of, I don't know, you guys. I'm just looking through here, and I just see all of this goodies, because there's a lot of goodies over here that we can play. And, it's a lot of goodies out here. I want to kind of get one of those throwbacks that is a throwback, but not really a throwback, you know? Let me see. I think Esther's still in the house. She might have left already. No, Esther's still here. Let's see if we can find us a good, that's kind of interesting there. Wow, like it's so much stuff over here. Really? I didn't even know this was over here. We are officially in the after hours. So, welcome to the after hours, you guys. You're free to just kind of hang out and chill out with us here in the after hours a little bit. Yeah. Now, this is interesting, but, Let's see. Y'all are like, okay, Miss Blue, pick a song already. Pick something, Miss Blue. Something. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I see some stuff I haven't seen in a while. Oh, that's what y'all want to hear? Okay. I'm looking in the chat room. I see a couple of requests there. Oh, really? Okay. All right. Let's see. I mean, we have some stuff up here. I don't think this is really good. I'm going to play this because I think this is a nice piece to hear.
Constellations. Where am I? Am I a purpose drawn or a purpose spawned as a vagabond? Wonder as I wander these streets with hands in pockets and shades engraved to eye sockets as rocks prepare your heavenly skies. Futuristically, I seek answers through cancer's eyes to revitalize thoughts of who I am. Was I a slave to this earth as a project of Area 51 confiscated by Uncle Sam in desperation the calendar years to seek my fam? Or to fight the wars of these streets between the Aries spears to comfort rain sheets of Gemini's tears cast down through gazillions of light years? Immersed in pain, grain through sharp shears, leaving shallow blood stains and tears. Where have I been? A stargazing at amazing things displayed in your heavenly bodies of bliss. Conjured up since Genesis, ceasing sentences and revelations, swallowed in the abyss of timelessness guilt trips. Who am I? Where do I exist? In the midst of astrology telling me that by the positions of the planet, sun and moon and earth sky that I am a bison that sits high in your sky. Where? Do I come from? Was I dropped off by slave ships or placed there by spaceships to harvest this planet we take for granted? Social security numbers evolve with the economy as astrology configures 365 days of my lifetime multiplied by 30 years of my lifeline. Wondering where do I align the sky as Milky Way galaxies drift beyond me? Vacuuming my soul into the sky so satellites read me. Constellations, I need you to feed me. Show me where I need to be. I keep asking these questions from deep within my psyche about who I might be. Am I a leader or a follower? A prophet to poetry or a peddler selling sin to the popularity? Am I what needs to exploit the sins of men, women, and children seeking redemption on earthly lawn, sky washing, awaiting earth's end? Or is it a matter of time before they are swallowed whole by their earthly sins? Was I put here to seek salvation or Solomon tears of the devil's temptations?
They will say you don't belong. They will assume you don't relate. They will underline your wrongs. They will expect you to be late. You are special. Your talent pours from your pores, your footsteps in directions that are both certainly correct and yet absolutely unsure. Those cold, lonely, dark hallways called what if, yeah, those are around. But if you don't back down, you unlock that door to warm hearts and dope situations in a room full of us called what now? You wake up, you win. You try, you win. You fail, you still win. Long as you're alive, cause if you die, what then? They will tell you you only live once, and that's true. But if you live correct and inspire him, that's two. And she, that's three, four, and more. Five, strive, create your dream, that creates your team, that creates your steam, till you're hot, you know what I mean? The arrival, the arrival, the arrival.
big show that's left through. Time's up, I'm sorry I kept you thinking of this. You keep repeating your myth. The rhymes of the microphone solo with so you sit by the radio by the hand on the dial soon. As you hear it, they pump up the volume. When it's heard, it gets slow. Your body to dance. So, dissect the tempo like a red alert. Reach into reflex and let it work. When this is playing, you can't get stuck with the steps. So, can say, and I'm a step with a smart whip. I get to be swift. Follow the leader. A little time ago, death with the record that was mixed a long time ago. It could be done, but only I could do it. For those that can dance and clap, yeah, clap to it. I start to think, and then I think. Into the paper, like I would think. When I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the lines. When I finish the rhyme, I got
continues. New records are created.
What do you think of that disc, Marina? Isn't it terrific?